Is it possible that opiate addiction might be prevented or even treated with medical marijuana? Marijuana is touted as a way to ease chronic pain, the symptoms of MS, and anxiety, and some say it could help alleviate Massachusetts' opiate crisis. But that idea is causing some tension in the addiction treatment community. Shelley Stormo is a clinical psychologist at Gosnold on Cape Cod, the Cape's largest addiction treatment facility. She has secured provisional approval to open a medical marijuana dispensary in Fairhaven, and the state is now verifying her application. Stormo hopes by this fall, she'll help patients avoid opiates by using marijuana.
I'm changing my efforts a bit to really focus on how to prevent addiction through offering the medical use of marijuana as an alternative to potentially much more harmful and deadly opioids.
Stormo says marijuana is safer for several reasons.
Marijuana does not have the physical addictive components that opiates do. It does not have the propensity as opiates do for overdoses. There's no documented, death by overdose of marijuana.
Although Stormo does not advocate using marijuana to treat addiction, other medical marijuana professionals say the so-called gateway drug may one day be used as part of an exit strategy. Dr. Thor Augustin is a physician with Integrate Health, a Burlington clinic that evaluates patients for medical marijuana use.
Cannabis actually can be used as a harm reduction medicine for patients to reduce their harm if they're addicted to opiates, if they're addicted to alcohol, if they're addicted to cocaine. There have been studies out that have shown cannabis, when they take it appropriately, is able to help them reduce their use of these other substances that are highly more toxic to their body.
Most of the studies Augustin mentioned are surveys or small trials, not full randomized controlled studies. Augustin says he is not currently using medical marijuana to treat someone who's addicted, but he thinks marijuana might eventually become a new frontier in addiction medicine.
Plenty of patients that have come to me have already stated that if I use the cannabis, I'm not going to go to these other substances like alcohol or benzodiazepines or opiates.
Other doctors, though, say the research is too preliminary.
I think it is very, very risky to try to replace one harmful addictive substance with another harmful addictive substance. And I think that is not underscored enough when people talk about marijuana.
Dr. Kevin Hill is an addiction psychiatrist at McLean Hospital. He says about 9% of adults and 16% of adolescents who use marijuana become addicted. He treats patients who are addicted solely to marijuana. Hill does not believe that medical marijuana will make a major dent in opiate abuse because, he says, there are too many other factors involved in addiction. That's part of the reason why Shelley Stormo's colleagues are so concerned about her plans to leave her job at Gosnold if the state verifies her medical marijuana dispensary.
There were a lot of people concerned who were shocked by it because it seems such an opposite value to what you usually talk about in addiction services, and that's no substances, abstinence, sobriety, recovery.
June Duarte was an addiction counselor at Gosnold. She recently quit her job there, partly, she says, because employees were getting involved in medical marijuana. But Stormo says what she's interested in is helping people with a range of medical conditions.
There's not a conflict for me internally. I can certainly see why people do not understand this and are fearful. Once people become informed and perhaps talk to individuals who have benefited from the medical use of marijuana, I believe people will understand.
In addition to Stormo, there has been criticism of Gosnold's president, Ray Tomasi. Medical Marijuana of Massachusetts, which would operate three dispensaries proposed by former Congressman William Delahunt, hired Tomasi as its addiction prevention director. Tomasi says he would have provided community education about substance abuse and would have directed his $100,000 annual salary from the company to Gosnold. But because of the outcry, Tomasi turned down the position.
My involvement began to be a significant distraction to my primary interest and goal, which is how do we get this opiate crisis under control?
And the debate will likely continue over whether medical marijuana may someday become a way to do that.